AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Broad bank bid leaves Santander ADR 2% off its high, with volume only modestly above trend. Banco Santander's NYSE-listed ADR rose 4.1% in the latest week and remains in an active weekly trend signal, but the move is now stretched versus ShareMaestro fair value and still lacks emphatic turnover confirmation. Research brief. Banco Santander SA ADR closed at $14.10 on 31st July, 2.0% below its 52-week high and 14.5% above its weekly trend line. The setup remains constructive, supported by strong diversified bank breadth and a positive market dynamics reading, though volume at 1.2x the 13-week average keeps confirmation short of forceful.
Key points. 1.
SAN gained 4.1% for the week, outpacing the U.S. financial services average of 1.2%, and ranking third within U.S. banks diversified for the latest week. 2. The weekly trend signal remains active, with 50 of the past 52 weeks active and a current 17-week streak. 3. Price is near the top of its yearly range at 95.2%, while trading 99.4% above ShareMaestro fair value, raising the bar for fresh confirmation. 4. Volume rose to 52.4 million shares, above the 42.2 million 13-week average and 37.2 million 52-week average, but only 1.2x the recent baseline. 5. Market dynamics is positive at 1.09, while relative strength remains positive at 14.09, despite a four-week cooling signal. Price action stays constructive, but the valuation gap is hard to ignore. Banco Santander SA ADR finished the week at $14.10, up 4.1%, leaving the stock only 2.0% below its 52-week high of $14.39. The weekly price structure remains constructive. The close is 14.5% above the ShareMaestro trendline at $12.31, and the trend signal has been active for 17 straight weeks, with 50 active weeks across the past year. The strength is no longer coming from a low base. SAN sits at 95.2% of its 52-week range, well above the $8.40 yearly low, and trades 99.4% above ShareMaestro fair value of $7.07. That premium reflects persistent demand, but it also makes the next phase more dependent on follow-through, sector support, and volume confirmation, rather than simple mean reversion. Diversified bank breadth gives the move a solid peer backdrop. The sector context is supportive. U.S. financial services rose 1.2% on average for the week, while SAN's 4.1% gain placed it well ahead of the broader group. Sector breadth is positive, but not universal, with 64.0% of names in active weekly trends, 87.0% showing positive market dynamics, and 56.0% carrying positive relative strength. The industry picture is stronger. Within U.S. banks diversified, trend breadth is 94.4%, market dynamics breadth is 100.0%, and relative strength breadth is 94.4%. SAN ranked third of 18 banks for the latest week, although its 1.1% four-week return trails the industry average of 4.2% and ranks near the lower end of the group. That makes the latest rebound encouraging, but not yet a clean relative catch-up versus stronger four-week peers such as HSBC, BBVA, MUFG, and ING. Momentum is positive, while participation is supportive rather than emphatic. SAN's momentum stack remains favorable. 1W return is 4.1%, 12W return is 14.8%, 26W return is 12.0%, and 52W return is 72.2%. The short-term note is more mixed, with the four-week return at only 1.1%, showing that the latest week did much of the recent repair. Volume improved to 52.4 million shares, above both the 13-week average of 42.2 million and the 52-week average of 37.2 million. The 1.2x value ratio confirms attention, but not capitulation or broad institutional urgency. Market dynamics is positive at 1.09 and has improved over 4 weeks, while relative strength is positive at 14.09, but has cooled by 11.5% over the same period. The signal state therefore remains constructive, but the activity pressure label shows no fresh buy impulse. Risk is tied to extension near the high and fading urgency. Risk is not excessive on volatility alone. 13-week weekly return volatility is 3.2%, below the 52-week figure of 4.1%. The one-year distribution is also positive, with 32 upside weeks against 19 downside weeks, and average gains of 3.7% versus average losses of 3.2%. The more immediate risk is position and exhaustion. SAN is close to its high, almost double ShareMaestro fair value, and the recent smart money tape carries 5 reversal markers. What to watch next is whether price can press through the $14.39 high with stronger participation, ideally above the current 1.2x volume ratio, or whether activity pressure fades while the trend line at $12.31 remains the key weekly regime level. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations